All right, here we go. Here's the question of the day. Now, remember, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to be Mr. Popular, so I will say things that may offend a lot of people. All right? The truth is offensive to a lot of people out there. But when it comes to health and fitness, when people ask me questions about cycling, running, health and fitness, etc., etc., I ain't going to bullshit you. So you think, hey, Harley, you're a great guy. I'll like, share, subscribe. I'm going to tell you the... Put your earphones in now because we're going to get real. All right, put your earphones in. Pause the video. Get your earphones. Okay, pause the video. Pause the podcast. Earphones are in. I'm going to be fucking straight the fuck up real with you. All right. Life's short. You could be dead today. Know the truth about nutrition and weight loss, etc. So you can move forward. So you can live your best fucking life. We don't need more dads out there who are so undercarbed and vacant, and the kids that end up getting raised by Nintendo and fucking Drake, etc. We don't need more mums out there who are calories in, calories out, you know, vacant from their kids, and their kids are getting raised by fucking Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga and some twerkers on TikTok, all right? There's enough of that. Let's stop that. Let's get people the carbohydrates they need so they can be the parents, the brothers, the lovers, the sisters, the employees, the bosses, the CEOs, the athletes, whoever. Productive citizens of society making a fucking difference, helping the environment, and making humanity a better place. Because when you're undercarbed, you ain't you. When you're hangry, you ain't you. When you're hungry, you ain't you. You know the Snickers advert? So this question here is from a coaching group. The question is, yesterday I had a bag of cookies, a pint of ice cream, and 4 candy bars after work. It's a 45-year addiction. Please post a comment or a video or links to them so I can go for motivation when I'm on the edge. Dude, this is not an addiction. This is normal behavior. You have to normalize this carbohydrate consumption. If you don't, it's like breathing oxygen. Oh my God, I get a sense of fresh air and I want to breathe in the fresh air. I have some nice water and I want to drink the water. And oh, someone gives me a shoulder massage and I'm like, oh my God, it feels so good. I'm addicted to shoulder massages. Oh my God, I'm a bad person. Shoulder massages are bad. Water's bad. Oxygen's bad. Carbohydrate's bad. Now the problem with the cookies and the ice cream and the kini bars, they're generally loaded with fat. Plant fat, animal fat. Fat you eat is the fat you wear, okay? Most people, I could be crazy, I could be wrong, but most people out there aren't coming to me to look to gain fat. They're not like, hey, Harley, my belly is too ripped and lean. I'm looking to gain more fat. What's the best source of fat to eat to gain belly fat? Well, any fat will work. The fat you eat is the fat you wear. So that's the problem with the cookies, the ice cream, the kini bars, they're generally loaded in fat. So we want to go the lowest fat cookies we can get. And often they're the ones we make or bake, okay? So it's about being organized. Ice creams, there's plenty of, you can have gelato, like vegan ice creams, things loaded and full of sugar, which is going to satisfy you, okay? This is where I lose people. Oh, dude, sugar's bad. Look at me, I'm fucking ripped, man. I look like a 6-foot AIDS victim with a 17-foot tapeworm, all right? I'm ripped on ripped, man. I got striated glutes, striated delts. I got veins in my abs. I'm 46 next month. I don't calorie restrict my carbohydrate. I don't ever train. All the women in my life are always slim and look amazing, and none of them ever, ever restrict their sugar intake, people, okay? And none of them do crazy amount of training. When it's raining, they're laying in bed. And we're fucking. We're not going out there training in the rain. I've got to burn some calories. No. Let's stay home and fuck. Okay? Let's get shit done or work or do it all. So I see people out there on Zwift. They're on the Zwift. They burn the calories. And they're just like, go. And I'm thinking, fucking hell, man. Take a chill pill. All right? They're going to burn off the KFC or the binges or whatever. So come on, man. Let's just eat as much carbohydrate. Let's tone it down a little bit. Let's eat as much carbohydrate as our body craves, okay? Let's normalize that. So let's sleep. Go to bed early, get up when your body says get the fuck up, okay? Ideally with the birds. Eventually you'll get up with the birds and you'll have a whole new perspective on life. When you go to bed early and get up early, you don't need an alarm clock, you don't need any caffeine, just wake up, Let's get shit done. But this triggers the fuck out of me. This thing of like, oh my God, I've got a binge eating disorder. And there's people out there who want to say, yes, you have that. Come back every week, pay me $200 an hour, and I'll sit here scrolling Tinder whilst I pretend to listen to you while you sit on my couch in this office looking at the pieces of paper on the wall. I don't give a fuck about you, but I'm clock watching. I'll nod my head, pretend to care, come back next week, see you later. Don't talk to me on the street. I'll ignore you. What time next week works for you? You know, that sort of reality, the psychiatrist, the psychologist, the doctors, this whole formal practitioner setup where they just funnel you into their, you know, lifelong monthly subscription, or we'll see every month or whatever. All right. My goal is to, you see me once, you watch one video, read one of my books, and you go, hey, this makes sense, I'm done. See you later, doing right, bye-bye. Never want to see you again. I know what to do. That's my goal. I live a very, very simple lifestyle. I ride a bike. I chose not to have any children. I had a vasectomy. I live super, 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 super simple, so I don't have to have the financial burden where I'm forced or biased or directed to sell out and bullshit people, tell the NPCs good things about their bad habits just to cash in to buy more material crap that I don't need to impress people I don't really care that much about, or they don't care much about me. And that's okay, but let's just change our whole lifestyle. And that starts with having enough carbohydrates and understanding why you have a bag of cookies. Bag of cookies and a pint of ice cream and 4 candy bars, that's not that much. That's not that much, man. I eat more than that. I'll do 2 bags of cookies, 2 pints of ice cream, and 10 candy bars, right? But I will go for, actually, I won't get the candy bars because generally by then I'm full of carbohydrates. And I'm like, I can't eat more candy bars. And generally candy bars contain chocolate in there, and too much chocolate doesn't make me feel the best. Next day I'm still a bit more blue because there's a neurotoxin in coffee and cacao. It's called caffeine and another element, a sister element, called theobromine. They're neurotoxins. They're made by the plant in nature, not the manufacturing plant. They're made by the plant, the flora plant, as a neurotoxin to kill or injure any animal that eats them. Obviously, no one really dies from caffeine ingestion because you have to have a shit ton to do that, and theobromine the same, but it does make you feel a little bit depressed next day. It gives you anxious, anxiety, etc. All right. I'm a highly driven, motivated person already. Having stimulants or too many or too frequently, it doesn't end up well for me. So I do my best to avoid stims. You know, if I do have any, they're very, very small dosages. But I'm not a daily coffee drinker or daily stimulant user by any means. So I would pass on the candy bars because they contain the theobromine. So I would load up on the cookies, the low-fat vegan cookies. Okay, and the ice cream, I love my gelatos, my frozen mango with sugar in there, stuff like that, low-fat options. Because high fat, I mean, it's like, how much body fat do I want to have on my body? And there's times where I am very, very lean, too lean, and women start looking at me funny. And so I do eat more fatty foods to have a bit more body fat on me, to fill out my face a bit. For some people, that's a bit scary when I'm, you know, 2% body fat or looking just, yeah. I mean, I look like Skeletor, I'm so lean. And for some people, they love that look. You know, a lot of the gay community follow me because they love that lean look. I get that. Fair enough. Cycling community follows me. Running community follows me because I am so fucking lean year round. And I do it without any restriction. Okay, so eat your candy bars. Eat your ice cream. But do the homework. Do put in the effort to find the low fat options. I'm not sure where you live. I'm not sure what's in the supermarket this week or next week. So it's up to you to find out because things always change. Like in Australia here, we have a soy ice cream called So Good, but their factory got flooded with a burst riverbank in the Lismore area, and the sanitarium factory in Lismore, I'm pretty sure that's where it was, got flooded out and the production of So Good stopped. And that was one of my favorite low-fat soy ice creams out there. So, you know, since that's gone, I've just been having more frozen bananas and sugar and just eating more fruit in general. Fruit with sugar, all right? Fruit with sugar is the ultimate sweet hit. But sometimes you can't get your fruit. The tinned fruit's not good. The frozen fruit wasn't happening. So you need some backup sources. So cookies are fantastic. Like, find low-fat cookie options, okay? Make your own if you have to. Just be organized, people. Be organized, be organized, be organized. And just put in that initial bit of homework to find out what backup plans you have. Another backup plan could be rice crackers with jam, right? The less fat you eat, the less fat you wear. I'll say it again. The fat you eat is the fat you wear. So the less fat you eat is the less fat you wear. Oh, but Durin Rider, what are those people who do keto and they're ripped as you are? They're not doing keto. They're fucking lying to your face. Look how much steroids they're blasting and they're lying about that. If someone is in diet world or fitness influencer world and they're using steroids, fine. If they're lying about it, then they're fucking douchebags and you can't trust what they're saying about their advice, because why they're lying about steroids is they don't want your disapproval. And so what they're going to do is they're going to tell you what you want to hear. So you buy their product, you buy their coaching or whatever, but you won't get the fucking results you want because they're just selling you bullshit because you don't want the truth. And then you end up people like me. You go, hey, this cunt, this guy speaks truth. This Aussie Bogan cunt speaks his mind. Oh my God, Harley, you swore. I'm going to turn off now. I'm going to turn off. I'm going to get fat again because you swore. Yes, that's exactly, that's what we're dealing with. I've done talks with people, and some of my Aussie French Bogan comes out and people walked out the audience, you know, because I swore. I said the F word. I said fuck. And they literally walk out the audience, and I'm thinking, damn. Bam, that's crazy that you would block out such an important message, the most important message of your life, or one of the top three, because of the F word, because I said fuck, right? It's crazy, but hey, this is what we're living in. Some people just want to suffer, man. They just want to suffer through life. I mean, pain is necessary. Life, you got to have pain, but suffering, that's optional, man. That's fucking optional. So anyway, so my goal here on this planet Earth is to reduce the suffering and just by giving people the truth about carbohydrate. And some people say, you're crazy, bro. This sounds like absolute nutso talk. And I'm like, cool, man, that's your opinion. But do it. Do what I say when it comes to nutrition lifestyle tips and then be the judge. Try it out. Test ride, then decide. Okay? Test ride, then decide. Test ride, then decide. Otherwise, you just chase your tail. You keep getting the same results that you don't want. Wasting money, wasting time, wasting relationships, missing out. Missing out. I hate missing out. I hate missing out. That's why I do what I do, because I love having a fit body that's functioning and I can get shit done with, feel good, make other people feel good, etc. I like doing that. I like being a highly functioning member of society in the right way, helping the environment, helping people with their health and fitness, versus just scamming motherfuckers like these fake natties out there are doing. And you know, and I've done all the experiments, I've done all the diet experiments, I've done the steroids, I've done the natty. I can speak from personal experience. You can understand that, can't you? If you've watched my videos the last 15 years, you understand that I speak with transparency and clarity on the direction you need to go. When you come to me for health and fitness advice, you have unequivocal certainty you're going to get the right fucking results. That's one thing. You can call me arrogant. You can call me an Aussie Bogan douchebag, whatever. That's okay. I don't care. But there's one thing we don't argue with over here is you can guarantee you're getting certainty with results. That's not up for question. That's guaranteed certainty. You're going to become a lean motherfucker if you follow my advice. My protocol's 100%. Guaranteed lean cunt. And if you get too lean, stop, okay? Don't become anorexic. Stop. Go back in the car. Get the full fat cookies in. Put on a few kilos of body fat. Please do not become anorexic. Now, some people have done that. They're taking it too far. And I'm like, hey, come on, backpedal a bit. Ease up the riding. Ease up the walking. Take the elevator. Don't take the stairs anymore. You're too lean, bro, okay? But before then, I mean, this is a very, very minority we're talking here. Before then, don't have to worry about it, okay? But I see people, oh, Harley, I'm worried about sugar. I'm worried about this. I read something 7 years ago. Someone came to your event in Thailand and they were fat. Yeah, because they weren't doing my fucking protocols. But the haters say they were. Look at the haters, okay? I have love for my haters. They spread my name far and wide. No hate to them. But are any of them living the life quality you want to live? No. So why the fuck would you listen to them and waste time? It's your life, you do what you want. Me? Fuck wasting time. Money? Comes and goes. Easy to make, easy to lose. Time? You never get that back. Once it's gone, it's gone. I lost time in my life following the wrong advice on health and nutrition and fitness. I don't get that time back. That sucks, but that's reality. I deal with it. Done and dusted. Don't waste time with false prophets. When I mean profit, they're just here to profit for their own profits because they care about the material shit. You see what they wear, what they drive, and the flossing and the finessing and stuff like that. And that's for them, that's their identity, is high value, high price tag material shit. And that's fine if you want that, but yeah, there's people who are in the health and fitness using those things. They're just going to tell you what they want to, what you want to hear, so they get your money, okay? They're just telling you nice shit to get in your pants and to get that MasterCard wallet, all right? Girls, you can relate. Just telling you nice shit to get in your pants and get that MasterCard wallet, MasterCard deets, okay? So be wary of those people out there just telling you good things about your bad habits. I guarantee, and none of these people, here's the thing. Well, Harley, I don't know who to trust because you talk it really good and they talk it really good and, you know, like, I don't know. Well, get them to debate me. They won't. Scammers will never step up on a Zoom call or in real life with me and do a public debate. They won't. They'll watch my shit and go, nah, that cunt knows his shit. I ain't fucking getting exposed. Nah. They'll make up some bullshit. Oh, he's a con man. He's a rapist. He's Australian. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. I'm not. Nah. And they'll make up. They'll divert and deflect. Okay? Recently, there's a guy here in Adelaide, Australia, selling people $300 wax chains. $350 wax chains. I call bullshit on that. And I said, dude, it's still a live debate. That's bullshit. You're scamming people, in my opinion. It's a bullshit. It's unnecessary. And I share my opinion. And people are like, oh, you know, Adam, can you debate Harley? And he's like, no, I'm not going to debate Harley. He's a bad man. He's the worst person, isn't it? Didn't answer any of my arguments. Pretend I didn't make any. And just totally deflected with some bullshit allegations that aren't even proven or true or whatever. That's what happens, all right? That's how you spot a fake, a con, a scam, or whatever, a rip-off, whatever you want to call it, a liar, a bullshitter, you know, a panhandler, whatever you want to call it, all right? They won't be held accountable. They will not answer questions by someone with authority who can expose their bullshit. They will do anything to avoid that. That's how you can have certainty that I'm right and they're wrong. I genuinely care about society. I care about the environment, okay? A big reason I don't drive a car is I don't want to kill someone's kid, okay? Boom. There you go, right there. You know, it's, I give a fuck about people. Maybe some people say I care too much. But anyway, it's not a competition who cares the most. It's a competition of who can give you the certainty. I can. I can guarantee certainty. You will get so fucking ripped, so fucking lean, if you just do what I say, okay? Oh, that's Harley, that's controlling. You're saying, do what I say, or you sound like a cult leader now. Everyone's in a fucking cult, all right? You're in a cult where you're getting fat and ripped off and sick and ill and diseased and tired and your kids are being raised by TikTok. Or you're in a cult where you're getting lean and athletic and feeling better than you've ever felt before, or you're the fittest person in your family ever, you know? You're going, fucking hell, I'm off my meds, I'm off this, I'm off that. Shit, this Duranrod dude was right. So whatever cult you want to be in, you're in a cult, okay? Whether you like it or not, you're in a cult. So choose the cult you're in wisely. The cult I'm in is, you know, 99% of the time sober, go to bed reasonably early most of the time, get up early, stay fit, stay active, do your bit for the society, minimize your carbon footprint, leave the world a better place than you found it. Right? That's my cult I'm in, okay? You know, have fun, do good things. Don't be a douchebag. Treat people how you want to be treated. That's the cult I'm in. And that starts with having enough carbohydrate. Because when you don't have enough carbohydrate, your serotonin drops, your dopamine drops, and you can't be the human you want to be. All right? It all hinges on carbohydrate intake. Sufficient carbohydrate intake from glucose, fructose, and sucrose, no matter the source. Have your cookies, but have the lowest fat ones possible. Get the vegan one so you can get the dairy hormones, which are anabolic. All right, most people who do my protocols aren't looking to gain weight. They're not looking to go, wow, I gained 7 kilos this week. Yay! Some people are because they're anorexic. Then that we help those people as well. But that's very, very 0.1% of people that I can work with. Most people out there, 99.9%, are looking to lose weight, lean up, shred out, slim down, okay? Lose the gut or the gunt. Anyway, that's the deal. Any questions, join my coaching group, doingthewild.com, where I answer all the questions in there. This is where this question came from. Please, people, if you limit your carbs, you limit your life quality. Please limit your fat intake if the goal is to lose body fat. Have 100% certainty if you do my protocols, you will get fucking insane results. You will come to a point where people say, hey, okay, you're too lean. You're too skinny. You've lost too much weight. What's going on? Are you okay? That's going to happen. You're going to have average people out there saying you're too skinny. If I say you're too skinny, then yeah, you're definitely too skinny. But if your fat grandma says you're too skinny, that's just her opinion, okay? You're probably looking fantastic. If I say you're too skinny, then yeah, we need to stop the protocols and you get you on the more of an anabolic protocol, okay? But again, that's a very, very rare situation because, you know, unfortunately, most people who do my protocols, they get amazing results and then they're like, oh, I can't deal with all the attention. I'm just like, oh, and they quit. It's fucking insane. I've seen it so many times. I've seen hot women get these amazing bodies. They get his attention, and then they get pregnant, and then they just get fat, and they quit, and they give up, and it's like, oh my God, what's going on? Now, how to lose the weight? And I'm like, what? How did you gain the weight? Why did you stop? How'd you lose the weight? Do the protocols again, all right? Why did you stop? Oh, well, I don't know. I listened to such and such, and I'm like, oh my God, look at you now, and look at you before. You were so hot. Why'd you let that go? You put in that work. Now you fucked it up. Okay. You wasted time, but let's get back on the horse and get going. The bicycle horse. This is real time. I've coached thousands of people since 1996. I've seen it all, but I'm not that arrogant to say that I know it all. Right? There's still more to learn. And that's why I can provide such certainty, because the advice I give now is based on over 25 years of coaching people with weight loss. These templates always work. Just do them